Hi everyone, I'm Michael Manrique and I'm one of the How To Guys. We teach real estate agents how to build better habits, not only to help them grow their business, but ultimately to help them reach that financial freedom they're after. Now in today's video, we're gonna be talking about, are you treating your real estate business as a hobby or as a business? Exciting stuff. But before we get into that, I wanna let you know that today's video is brought to you by our free webinar, which is all about helping real estate agents learn and implement the one thing they need to know to grow their real estate business. And look, it doesn't matter where you are in your business. You can be a new agent that just got your license and super excited and wants to prospect and build relationships and grow your business. You can be a real estate agent that's working a 9-to-5, right? That's doing this thing part-time, but really wants to make the real estate profession their go-to. They want to take it to the next level. Or you can be maybe a full-time agent, right? That's worked 5 to 10 plus years in the business, but you continue to make about the same amount of income year after year. Well, no matter where you are in your business, if you wanna take your business to the next level and you wanna grow, you need to understand this one thing that we teach in this free webinar. Now, the best way to find this free webinar is to check it out at howtoguys.com/webinar. Again, that's howtoguys.com/webinar, and that how to is with the number 2. So I'll be linking that in the comment section below right after this video. All right, so let's get into today's video. So the topic, as I mentioned, is, are you treating your real estate business as a hobby or as a business, right? And this is important to obviously dive into because a lot of us don't know the difference. So let's start off by just defining some terms here. What is a hobby? Well, I got my notes here. A hobby is an activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure. Okay, that sounds right. And then a business is a person's regular occupation or practice of making one's living by engaging in commerce. Now the key word in business is, I want you to focus on regular, right? And when you become a real estate agent at first, it's hard to determine when business time is and when leisure time is, right? And the reason for that is because for a lot of people, when you get into this business, you're most likely used to working a 9-to-5, right? And you understand other people's schedules, but you don't know what your structure is. Because there's not a corporate entity, a boss, telling you, you need to be in the office at a certain time, you need to get certain work done at a certain time, right? And in turn, giving you that freedom, if you're not used to building your own structure within your own life and within your business, it's going to be difficult to learn to say yes and no to the things that are gonna move your business forward. Now, what's gonna move your business forward? Ultimately, the one skill that every real estate agent needs to master to become successful in the business is prospecting and building relationships. That's the one thing. That's the foundational level that every real estate agent needs to master, right? And some agents, when they begin, I created a handy dandy chart here. Here, hold on. I got this on in reverse here. All right, here we go. So as you can see, a lot of agents when they start prospecting, they feel bad about about prospecting in general, right? About speaking to new people and reaching out, and it's tough for them, right? And every time that they know they should be prospecting, that feeling, right, that stress might come up, and it'll cause them, instead of going all the way up and prospecting and building relationships, it's gonna cause them to chicken out. And they're not gonna prospect for that day, right? Now, on the flip side, you have people that are okay with meeting people, right? With building relationships, but because they have so many relationships in their life, it could be their family, their friends, it could be other people in their business as well, right? Like coworkers, colleagues. But because they connect with so many people every time they have an opportunity to do something that feels good, guess what? They take action on it. And in turn, causing them not to get to the top and prospect and build relationships consistently. And what's really important to understand is that this business isn't made, you don't make it overnight. It takes time to build your database. It takes time to build that database and then get quality referrals that are gonna lead to closed deals. And if you wanna do that, well, then you're gonna have to prospect consistently. So we got two individuals here, people that feel bad and don't wanna prospect, and then we have individuals that feel that are chasing pleasure all the time and are being called, you know, for lunch or for to go to a concert at night or to go to a club at night, and then they wake up late and then they don't prospect when they normally should, and their whole days are just up and down and they're just all over the place. So what do we do about this? So the first thing you want to do, honestly, is you probably know what you should be doing, right? You probably have some structure. You probably read some book, right? So you know that you should be waking up at a certain time and you should be calling certain people. I'm sure your organization provides you some sort of template for you to follow. So once you get past that basic template to understand what you're doing, because a lot of realtors know what to do, then what we need to understand is that, here we go, feelings, feeling good and feeling bad are fleeting. Feelings are fleeting. And what does this mean? This means that the emotions that we feel on a day-to-day basis, good or bad, regarding prospecting or regarding anything else, are going to fade away on their own. And the more that you focus on that bad feeling, the more you're going to empower that feeling. And the same thing goes with feeling good, right? The more opportunities you have to feel good because you have friends and family and your time is now free, right? You're not working 9 to 5. A lot of people might be bombarding you. So what we need to understand is we first need to understand to say no, right? We need to say no. So for those individuals that feel good and had friends and family that are telling them to do all these things and getting them away from the structure that they know they should be doing, you need to say no. And when you say no to them, what you're really saying is yes to your business. You're saying yes to prospecting and building relationships. And this ultimately is huge. This is the way that you build momentum. This is the way you grow your database that eventually leads to quality referrals, which leads to closed transactions. This is the foundational process every real estate agent needs to implement. So how do you go about this? So once you say no, right, and you're still dealing with, you still have these urges or you still have these feelings that are associated with prospecting that prevent you from prospecting, how do you stay on track, right? You might be thinking. Well, the way you stay on track is by starting your day by asking yourself a simple question, and you're probably gonna have to do this again and again and again every time you either feel bad or an opportunity presents itself, right? If someone asks you to go to a concert at night, or someone asks you to go to a club at night, and you know that you're gonna stay up late and it's gonna ruin your next day, but you have a listing appointment or you have something else that you know you should be doing, what you need to remind yourself is, who do you wanna be? What type of person do you wanna be? And if you wanna be a top producer, like most real estate agents do, and then you need to focus, number one, on that type of person, right? Think, okay, I wanna be, so when you get this feeling, right, negative or positive, I want you to ask yourself, what's the type of person I wanna be? Then you're gonna answer it. I'm a top producer. I wanna be a top producer. Well, if you're gonna be a top producer, now you gotta take action on it. At that moment in time, you need to prove it to yourself. So you need to take actions that are aligned with a top producer. So what does a top producer do? Picks up the phone, maybe creates value, maybe updates their CRM. And in turn, what you're saying is, you're saying no to those feelings in general, and you're taking action. And over time, what's gonna happen is, when you do this again and again and again, as these scenarios present themselves, you're gonna feel more comfortable with saying no. And you're gonna feel more comfortable with taking action and prospecting and growing your business. Ultimately, over time, again, building that database, getting those quality referrals, leading to closed transactions. That's what it's all about. So, all right, guys, so that does it for this video. I hope you learned something that was impactful. If you did, please feel free to share this video, like this video. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to leave them below, especially if you're watching this on replay. We're looking to respond to all your feedback. One of the best ways to start working with us right away is to join our free Facebook group. There, you'll be surrounded by like-minded realtors that are trying to accomplish the same goals as you are, take the same actions as you are, but are ultimately missing that final piece, building habits to put it all together so you can learn to prospect and build relationships day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year. Ultimately, to grow your database, to get those quality referrals and leads, and to lead to closed transactions. So, to join us in our free Facebook group, I'm gonna be providing a link right after this video in the comment section below. Go ahead and click on it, and we look forward to speaking with you then. All right, guys, so that does it for us today. Like we say in all our videos, never stop discovering, creating, and becoming the person you're meant to be. Bye now.